The RNAB See Differently Awards are back, and joining me today to chat about the impact these awards can really have is winner from the very first awards, which took place in 2019. It's blogger and disability advocate Holly Took. It's so good to have you here, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be back.
So Holly, you won the Social Media Influencer of the Year award that was back in 2019, so a long time ago, way before the pandemic. Was that a surprise?
To be completely honest, it was a massive surprise. I did not expect it at all, so much so that I didn't prepare a speech when I won it all. So yeah, it was such a huge surprise and something that I definitely wasn't expecting, but it was a lovely surprise.
And you were there for the night as well, so obviously you weren't prepared. So how did you find the atmosphere? Did that help you kind of create this impromptu speech when you received the award?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone was so lovely and so excited to be at the awards ceremony. I think being surrounded by so many brilliant blind and partially sighted advocates and people from RNIB who want to break down the barriers for blind and partially sighted people really just made me think about the work I do and how proud I am to be part of something so amazing and to be part of the fantastic community.
So what did receiving the award mean to you? Because you run the blog, it's called Life of a Blind Girl. And this was mainly what the recognition was for all the work you do through that blog.
Yeah, the award honestly means the world to me. I would say now that it will go down as one of my proudest achievements and memories that I'll treasure forever. When I started my blog in 2015, I never started it for any of the recognition. I started it because I enjoyed writing and I wanted it to be a place where I spoke about my experiences of being a blind person and a way of raising awareness. So when I was nominated for the award and shortlisted and then won it, it was just surreal because I didn't expect that my blog would lead to something like that.
So what would you say having awards like this really means for the blind and partially sighted community?
I think it's really important to recognize the people that are doing some incredible things, because there are so many fantastic blind and partially sighted people that are going above and beyond to break down those barriers. So having that recognition is great because it's shining a spotlight on some of the fantastic work that has been done amongst the community and society, but also it gives a chance to showcase some of the work that you may not hear about, maybe as either on social media or within other areas such as employment. So I think it's a really good way of highlighting that work that is being done. But also, it's really nice for blind and partially sighted people to be recognised in that way, to show that their work is being valued and appreciated.
Thank you so much, Holly. It's been so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.